Okay, now I'm here at the stand of Hickey's Bakery. Hickey's Bakery, it's about time I mentioned Thurles. There's been just too much... Oh, sorry. Are you in Thurles or are you in Clonmel?
Clonmel.
You're in Clonmel. Right, we're back in Clonmel. Okay, big faux pas. Right, well, I'm here with the owner, the originator, the brains behind Hickey's Bakery and the woman who makes it all happen. I'm here with two people. Right, right. Now, look, come on, tell me something about Hickey's Bakery.
We are an award-winning bakery in Clonmel. I'm a fourth-generation baker.
Who gave you an award?
Blosner Héireann.
Who are they?
The Irish Taste Awards in Ireland.
In which year did you get the award?
This year, 2010. It's October.
So in October, you won a smashing award.
Yes, the gold medal for my Barn Brack.
And I'm looking at the Barn Brack. I assure you there is a gold medal embossed on the Barn Brack. Hey, tell us something about the Barn Brack. I remember Barn Brack as a child.
This is our traditional recipe. It's going back three generations, this recipe is. And we are continuing to make it the very same recipe. And it is the authentic, original, cherished...
There are cherries sticking out the side of it.
Yes.
I can see peels. I see reds, blacks, browns. The whole thing looks like it looks like it's heavy. How heavy is that?
It's a rich, this is the 1100 gram one. This one here, it's the biggest one we do. The most popular one.
It is?
Yeah.
And where do you sell it? Where can people buy it?
We sell it in our own bakery in Clonmel. We sell it.
Are you on the main street in Clonmel?
Yes, the Westgate.
And what's the name of the shop?
Hickey's Bakery.
On the main street in
Clonmel.
In Clonmel.
Clonmel, yeah. We sell it in our Keen Goods food stores in Waterford. We sell it in Hurley's in Middleton in County Cork. We sell it in...
Hang on a minute. I want you to imagine that I'm in Los Angeles, right? And I've just heard about you on Audioboo, right? And I'm sitting there and I'm salivating, right? I'm just getting really keen to taste Hickey's Barn Brack. Can I possibly get it by post?
Oh my God, yes, we sell it online. www.hickeysbakery.com.
You could actually get it to me in Chicago?
That's right.
You could get it to the whole Irish diaspora. Is this the Barn Brack that our grandmothers made?
Yes. The old-fashioned traditional Barn Brack, Irish Barn Brack.
For people living away always consider it a little taste of home, yeah? People that come from Clonmel, that live away, always consider it a taste of home.
There's an awful lot of people have left Clonmel and gone abroad. But what about? But there are people in... Oh, I come up from Cork this evening, right? Especially for this, right? I came up to see what was going on, and people in Cork don't know that people in Clonmel can make Barn Brack. They just don't realise it. What else do you make?
Oh, we've a full bakery. We do a thing called grinder and soda bread. We do a selection of cream buns, pastries.
Can I get tea and coffee in your bakery, right? I'd have to.
Coffee.
Really?
Very, very good.
Whose coffee do you use?
We do Rob Roberts.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. So I can come in there and eat all this. Now tell me, when you serve Barn Brack, like tomorrow, for sake of argument, do people put butter on it or do they eat it raw?
It's a choice. A lot of people like it with butter and most prefer it without. Yeah? It depends on the person, yeah?
How long has this business been in existence? I'm back now to the... what's
Nula.
Your name again?
Nula.
When was this business set up first?
1900. I'm the fourth generation.
In 1900, you beat my family by 2 years. My family set up a bookshop in Limerick in 1902. Wow. But you got there in 1900.
Yeah, 1900, yeah.
Where?
My
the same place?
Exactly. Yeah, very same place.
Baked on the same premises?
Yes. Yeah.
What have you got from the old days in the back of your bakery?
We have some mixers. We have an original oven.
An original oven?
Yeah.
Do you still use it?
No.
Are you going to put it in a museum?
Might.
Is there a place in Ireland where you can put old museum pieces from bakery?
I'm sure there is. Must have a
there should be one.
Yeah, let's have a look.
But anyway, 1900.
Yes.
Honestly,
yeah.
You're the fourth generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When did you take over?
I'm 21 years out of school and I went in working for my dad with the intention of a school holiday job and ended up working there still with tables and chairs and a coffee machine, and now I'm running the entire business firm.
I think you left school about 12.
I wish.
I can't. I just, folks, you can't see anything in this audio, but I wouldn't have believed for 1 minute. You're fourth generation. you know what? Family businesses always struggle about the transfer of the business after about two generations. And so I'm very, very admiring of you getting to the fourth generation. That's quite an achievement.
Yeah, it's hard work, though. Very hard work.
How many staff?
We have 19 staff in total.
You have 19 staff? In a little place like Clonmel?
Well, it's a tiny place like Clonmel, but
how much of your stuff are you selling on the internet?
A little bit. We're only on the internet for the last month.
Are you talking to the butcher about how he does his internet business? Because I think he's fairly impressive, isn't he?
Yeah, oh, very. Yeah, we admire Pat Whelan very much. Yeah.
You do have a good example here in Clonmel.
Good chairman.
Well, look, I am just thrilled to meet you, and I want to thank you very much for giving me something to bring home. And
it's a pleasure to meet you both again.
And look, say that website address again.
www.hickeysbakery.com.
Hickeysbakery.com. Wherever you are, you can order online. Okay, Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio for now. There we are.